If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. The federal government has $52 million earmarked to tear down two buildings, century-old skyscrapers, on State Street. And there was a public hearing on Monday. Neighborhood residents, advocates, preservationists all showed up pleading and asking for the renovation of the vacant Century and Consumers building. That's 202 and 220 South State Street. Ward Miller is with us, the executive director at Preservation Chicago. And Ward, did the federal government have any representatives at that meeting?
They did have two representatives, is my understanding, but they did not speak at yesterday's hearing. There was a letter released by the General Services Administration in advance of the meeting, but everybody that spoke and testified was in favor of the two buildings being designated Chicago landmarks and a celebrated part of our Chicago history.
And why is the federal government so intent on tearing these down?
Well, that's a good question. We've been asking that, too. They originally acquired back in 2005, 2006, 2007 to expand federal offices. And there was a promise, a public promise, to reuse these buildings for federal offices and they would be restored. However, there's never been the funding for that. And we've heard different stories over time. But unfortunately, these buildings, they think, are too close to the Dirksen Federal Center. The Mies van der Rohe building, and they now wanted to move forward with a Section 106 hearing because of a $52 million congressional earmark to demolish these structures.
But Ward, when you say too close, their argument is it's a security situation, correct? It's not just an aesthetic situation.
They claim it is a security issue. These buildings are part of, if you will, part of the vision Mies van der Rohe had for the Federal Center. The main entry to the Dirksen building was from State.
Did we lose him? No, it looks like Ward popped off or something.
I mean,
there you are. Hey, Ward, your phone went out, so we lost the last 20 seconds of what you said.
Oh, forgive me. I'm sorry. We're trying to encourage preservation of these buildings by hardening the Federal Center building and also these two buildings. And we have some interesting reuse visions and ideas that we'd like to share.
And what are those?
Well, we have something called the Collaborative Archive, the Chicago Collaborative Archive Center, which would seal up any windows that would be problematic facing the Federal Center from the inside of the building. And archives are light sensitive. There are a number of archives from around the country which wish to locate to a central area in downtown Chicago and close to all these universities where these archives could be accessed by students, graduate students, and professionals, researchers. And they're coming from around the country. Some of these archives predate the formation of the United States. A lot of them so far are religious-oriented Dominican and Franciscan archives belonging to both men and women, but it's the beginning of something big, and we're hopeful that we can work with the GSA and the city and other officials to, as a partner, to make this a reality.
And that would eliminate windows, therefore eliminating the security risk that they're concerned about?
Correct. On those sides of the building that they've earmarked as a security risk. So on the back side of the building, the windows could be sealed from the with brick on the outside. But on the principal elevations of these buildings, those could be sealed from the inside as to not to impact the century-old structures that are, part of Chicago's early steel frame buildings, representing the Chicago School of Architecture.
Yeah, tell me about that. Educate me about that. The classic Chicago School of Architecture, that style, and where else is it in the city?
Well, you see it primarily downtown in the commercial area. We were the first to, if you will, invent the skyscraper. It was on LaSalle Street. And what it basically entails is a new system of building where you used to build with solid brick walls from the ground up, And these buildings, first and invented, if you will, are brought to the forefront by William LeBaron Jenney, used a steel frame, if you will, almost picture a bird cage, and you could hang the masonry and the brick and the stone on this bird cage. And what was so interesting about that is it allowed for bigger window areas for natural light and ventilation before we had these HVAC systems. And it allowed buildings to be taller, more beautiful and well-defined versus the 4- and 5- and 6-story buildings that we saw before the advent of a skyscraper in Chicago.
If you do get landmark status, the federal government can override that, correct?
That's correct, yes. This would normally protect buildings from demolition. With the federal government, this could be overridden and the buildings could be lost. But I think it adds another layer of interest and protection, and it opens the avenue for more debates and more robust conversations about how we can reuse these buildings and why can't that $52 million earmarked for demolition, why can't that be used to help restore these structures, especially on Chicago State Street, one of our most important thoroughfares. And this will replace these two seminal buildings with, you know, a couple of trees and some green landscape. And that was a failure for Block 37. It was a failure for Pritzker Park at the south end of State Street. And it's really not appropriate here. So we'd like to see these buildings, some of the great buildings of Chicago, be restored. And these are both the Reliance Building in Waiting. And that refers to the Reliance Building at State and Washington that was renovated more than 20 years ago and turned into a beautiful hotel. And it's across from Marshall Field / Macy's on State Street. And I think we need more of those in downtown Chicago.
So what happens next? We've got about 30 seconds. What do you plan on doing to reverse the decision of the federal government?
We want to outreach to our elected officials, federal officials, the GSA, and encourage more conversation. And, of course, we're hoping that the buildings will be designated landmarks by the city of Chicago. And that will offer some degree of protection and open the door towards more conversation and more engagement.
Thank you for joining us, Ward.
Absolutely. Honored to be here.
Ward Miller, Executive Director at Preservation Chicago. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.